wisdom, and as some hide from it. May that not be us, O God.
Amen. You must have seen those advertisements, those sale stickers that say, the more you spend, the more you save. And then you bought that second thing and put it away and found it much later, when perhaps it's long past its sell-by date, and you think, what a waste. We went, Ian and I, to an opera the other night. An opera based on a story that you may have heard about people in the First World War on that first Christmas who came out of their tunnels and from behind barbed wires and sang together and played soccer together, and how ever after on a Christmas Eve the generals ordered the bombs to keep dropping, to keep people from coming together. And in the week before that, people had gathered in that same place to hear Romeo Dallaire and to hear Jim Short, some of you know, and to hear about the waste of lives, but also to hear about what it is that people have fought for. A costly peace was bought for us. And in this week, we see pictures of crosses and cemeteries. We see pictures from long ago, and not, frankly, enough pictures from right now. We see pictures of people of every race who fought for this country, who are often forgotten. And each of those poppies and each of those tombstones marks a life given for something. And so today I want to ask, what will we do with what has been saved? What have we done with what was saved by the great efforts of these others, of soldiers who stood in the face of fear, of nurses who cared for the enemy, of doctors who went to dangerous places, the efforts of families who lived for years without fathers and mothers and sons and daughters and brothers and sisters? What will we do with what has been saved, with our costly peace that would make it worth that price? The purpose of our remembering is not fear, and the purpose of our remembering is not about victory. There are those who will never forget. This isn't for them. The purpose of our remembering is to acknowledge the cost of our present and the possibility for our future bought by those who gave their today. And each person here asks, what can I do? What effort, what work, what vocation, what contribution is worth the cost of another's life? And what mission is worth our lives, the giving of time and heart and soul? For each of us, the great mission is individual. Each of us has a different gift to be offered for peace. And finding your great mission is the purpose of your whole lives. Finding that the mission has changed and God suddenly asks something new of you is the purpose of the rest of your life. But here are three small things we can do to start, whether we are children or adults or seniors or whoever we are and where we come from. First, make a new friend. The first act of peace, of friendship, the ability to just talk to one another, to learn from one another, make a new friend. Second, learn something new. We can look for chances to learn something new that will help us in our struggle for peace. We can learn a language, or at least how to say hello. We can learn ways to build something together. Learn how to mend something instead of throwing it away, to paint or write or speak, to learn more about the people across the street, more about the decisions our government is making. Learn something. And third, we can pray for the courage it's going to take to stand against those who benefit from our fear and our anger and our hatred. Pray hard. Pray often. Pray in the car. Pray in the shower. Pray for bravery. Pray for understanding. Pray for pity. What will we do with what has been saved, with this costly peace in which we live? We have time now to imagine what we'll do. Take time. For just a moment, take time. God of grace, Prince of peace, this is our simple prayer. Send me friends to cherish. Teach me something new. Give me courage to build peace, one day at a time. Amen. We sing, Let Streams of Living Justice.